The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Hey, turn up. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here at Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I am joined in studio by my guest host, Sir J. Watts.
One and only. You can't clone me.
Boom. We have special guests with us today, CJ Tate.
What's good?
CJ, finally we got you in studio.
Man, good to be here.
We were playing studio tag for
studio
a while.
Studio tag.
I got to catch right here, man.
We got to get right into it because there was so much that happened this week. My brain was on overload. Like, Twitter was ham. Shout out to Dej Loaf with the song Big Shong. She just dropped her EP on iTunes. You guys can check that out, called Hashtag And Here's The Thing. And that's the thing. Dope EP. A lot of dope albums have been dropping. That Eric Bellinger.
Man, my man. Yeah. Shout out Eric Bellinger,
Cuffin
man.
Season?
He's been killing it lately, man.
Tyrese?
Come on.
What? Like, between them, Seven Shooter, I've just been like going ham.
Yeah, I know. Seven's we got a whole new playlist right now.
Like, literally. My recently added list is looking real nice. All right, but before we get into that, because another one dropped this month is Meek Mill Dreams. Worth more than money.
Young Meek.
Well, I guess this is, you know, going back to like the 90s with hip hop, it was always like beef, right?
For sure, yeah.
But it was like when you have beef with somebody, you get on a track, you go in the studio.
Yeah. Times have changed, man.
Yeah, because now it's like we're Twitter beefing.
Twitter
now.
Beefing, man. Real gangster.
So we're going to talk about the we're going to talk about the VMA nominations, but because that's kind of what started everything off. Nicki Minaj went ham, and Taylor Swift got involved. And but before we get into that, it leaded to Meek Mill's coming out of nowhere with this tweet heard around the world.
Don't do it, Meek.
He came out to say, "Stop comparing Drake to me." He don't write his own raps. That's why he ain't tweet my album, because we found out. The whole game, no, for real, they scared to tell the truth. I can't wait to talk to these guys and sit back and act like they don't know.
Shots fired, man.
Don't compare me to none of the cats that don't write their own raps either, LOL. Kendrick and J. Cole, they really know how to rap, even though they in different lanes. Dude is always out of it. He ain't even write that verse on my album. And if I would have knew, I would have took it off my album. Man. Don't trick my fans. I only know how to tell the truth. If Hove gave me a verse somebody wrote, I would do the same thing. No shade to Hove. You've been hanging out with Nicki too much talking about no shade.
No shade.
He said, "I pray the real live forever and all the fake get exposed. Y'all like fake winning. I've been tweeting about it for weeks now. But today I wanted to show somebody how much I don't care." Well, I mean, I feel like you caring a lot.
That was like 10 tweets.
It was more than that. I only felt like screenshotting a couple of them. Because then he went in, not only on that, but it was like he just had a bad, him and Nicki must have gotten a fight. Because then he tweeted out this video of Safari, like, booty twerking on stage.
SB, man, come on, dog.
Well, and you know, SP came out.
I feel like everybody got some archive files, man. Like, you know, not those kind of files.
Don't get caught out there.
Serious. That's like on some like Eve and Stevie J sex tape shit, man. But you know, Safari popped back and was like, you know, I'm just, you know, Jamaican, and that's how we dance out there. Which, to his defense, they be going in.
Jamaicans turn up, man.
They do. Like, they Jamaican don't look homies at sexuality and homosexuality in the same way as Americans do. It's right, very, you know, boxed differently.
Right.
But yeah, Safari. So what are you guys thinking about this? I mean, Drake hasn't commented back. I mean, we've seen Drake promote Meek with, you know, he's rocking his shirt,
when
Free Meek.
Jail, and, yeah. I don't get it, man. I honestly don't. First, I don't think Meek sounds nothing like Drake, so whoever said that to him, like, hey, man, I didn't hear him sing on that album at all.
Well, he was on the Rico song, but my thing is like, here we have Drake, who's known as a emo hip-hop artist, and then Meek Mill is, like
straight
turn up, like,
straight kind of, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't see it.
He's full steam. I don't know, man. It sounded like he was kind of in his feelings, man.
Just a little sour.
You know what I mean? It leads you to believe, like, what really happened, man, like, to trigger this, man. But
well, I mean, I'm wondering if it's a Nicki thing.
I thought about that, man. Because you know Drake will go at your girl, bro.
He will go at your girl. Sing that love song to
him. Between him and Trey Songz.
You don't need to be with him anymore. Right. Well, I know I'm checking for Trey Songz like that. But Nicki ain't checking for Trey Songz like that. But with the whole Meek versus Drake situation, we then see on Meek Mill's Instagram that he deleted all of his pictures of him and Nicki.
Oh, I get it, man.
It's Trouble in Paradise.
That's
you didn't hear me,
just my
aren't
question.
They on tour together?
Yeah. Awkward. Because contracts are signed, paychecks are being delivered, yeah, and how are you going to take him off that? But, you know, hey. But moving on past that. So, yes, mm-hmm. The Pink Print tour is out. Tinashe is one of the openers for that. And that kind of set ish ablaze this past week because the VMA nominations came up. Mm-hmm. And Tinashe and Nicki Minaj were a little upset because, one, Tinashe was not nominated for any VMAs, which to me is crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is crazy. It is crazy.
Like, at least the best choreography.
Something. Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the choreography category, and I'm looking like Beyonce, 7-Eleven. Okay.
Yeah, you got to give B up, bro, to anything she did.
Okay, go.
I was
these four white guys. They remember back in the day they had that video where they were on the treadmills doing the choreography dancing.
Yeah.
Those guys. So they're known for that. Shet Faker, Gold, Ed Sheeran. I mean, I'm just like, really, let's look at who we're talking about right now. And Tinashe's not on there. Everyone was doing the little, like, whatever that dance, Dougie dance or all hands on deck dance. Everyone was doing that. But we got Kendrick Lamar up here talking about Never Catch Me. Like, all right.
Man.
So Nicki got mad because Anaconda was not nominated for... It was nominated for three awards. But it was not, or two, but it was not nominated for Best Choreography, which she felt it should have been.
Mm. Mm.
And it was also not nominated for Video of the Year.
Nah, she had no feelings about that.
How do you guys feel about Video of the Year? We're not even going to get into the racial, social comments. Let's just talk about the music videos. So Video of the Year, we have Beyonce, 7-Eleven, Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud, Taylor Swift, Bad Blood, Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk, and Kendrick Lamar, All Right.
First
video
off,
of the year. Who are you guys looking at?
I gotta go with Beyonce, bro.
Yeah, I'm at the stick with B, man.
You know.
But you know the thing about that Beyonce video?
What's
out of all those videos, with the exception of...
I actually like Taylor Swift's video. It was actually very creative.
It was, and it made a big splash. Taylor Swift's video has been released in 2 months and, like, trumps everyone's views. But honestly, Beyonce's, out of all of these videos, has the lower... one of the lower amount of views. Kendrick Lamar's does, but it came out 2 weeks ago, which pause on that nomination. Because I'm like, why isn't bitch better have my money in here if that's the case, too?
Right.
Anaconda, though. What did you guys think of the video? Is it Video of the Year worthy?
I think it's Best Hip-Hop Video worthy. I don't think it's Video of the Year worthy. I don't think the song was as big as the songs in the category, so I don't know, man. It's a tricky situation.
I agree with that exact statement, because my thing is I loved Anaconda. I loved the spoof off of the original song. I love what it was doing. And I would play it all the time, and people would be like, Jesse, turn that damn fucking mess off. You know, so it's like, that's the reaction I would get. But every time it come on in the club, people would be like, my Anaconda, don't. So it was big, but radio play and video-wise, it only went to number two.
Right.
So I think the hype around it was more about the picture for the single, and that kind of spread wildfire versus the whole actual video.
Right.
Whereas Bad Blood, that got how much promotion? So Nicki tweeted her feelings about the other girls in the category.
There was a lot going on this week.
A lot. And Taylor Swift... Man. Caught feelings and was like, well, hey, girl, don't pick girls against girls. Like, I never knew you to be that. And then Katy Perry jumped in like, bitch. She said, ain't your video about me? The Bad Blood video.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a hot mess. But Taylor eventually apologized because she didn't understand the social message behind what Nicki was actually putting out. But my thing is, Nicki, it was you. I can understand the commentary that you're having with saying that black females are not kind of accepted into the world of music and mainstream pop music. I can understand that conversation. However, using Anaconda as the kind of catalyst for that conversation, compare something like that to a Taylor Swift video, I mean, girl, you were just twerking in it. But at the same time, Miley Cyrus won last year. Or no, Rihanna won last year. But Miley Cyrus won for her twerk video. Yeah. So it's like, I get what we were going with. But my thing is Tinashe should be the most upset, because I feel like she should totally be in Artist to Watch.
Yeah,
so definitely be a space for her right now. Yeah.
Artist to Watch, we had Fetty Wap, Trap Queen.
He's been doing well.
Yeah,
he's
for
been
sure.
going, man.
Vance Joy, Riptide. George Ezra, Budapest. James Bay, Hold Back the River. And FKA Twigs. Okay, I know two of those people.
Two people.
I'm actually really surprised FKA Twigs made this category.
That's crazy.
I'm actually proud of her. Because who at MTV is checking for FKA Twigs? You're sitting up here not putting Tinashe on there? Awkward as hell. My other thing is, let's talk about best hip-hop video. Fetty Wap, Trap Queen, Nicki Minaj, Anaconda, Kendrick Lamar, All Right, Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, Big Sean, I Don't Fuck With You.
I'm real happy, man, for Fetty Wap, man. He's having a big year, yo. Like, he's really having a big year, man. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, man. They let him perform it inside the BET Awards. I was like, what? He didn't even have... They had Jeremiah outside.
Jeremiah had a new song.
What is that?
That's crazy, man.
Man, Fetty's going in, bro.
So who do you think's winning best hip-hop video? Fetty, Nicki, Kendrick, Wiz, or Big Sean?
Man, we got to go with...
I'm going to say Kendrick.
You gonna go with Kendrick?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Nicki, man.
I'm gonna say Nicki.
I'm gonna say Nicki.
I think it's that realm. Love You Fetty, but I don't know if that video is popping like that. Big Sean. I think it's more
of
the
song.
I haven't
even seen video.
I haven't even seen it either.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, you know, for what you're doing, but it ain't Anaconda.
Right.
And it ain't All Right.
Right.
Like, All Right was a movie.
Fetty should be happy to be there.
Exactly.
I just said that.
It's good to have your name in there. Yeah, mix of
best female performance. Beyonce, 7-Eleven, Taylor Swift, Blank Space, Nicki Minaj, Anaconda, Sia, Elastic Heart, or Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do.
Sia.
These are all big songs.
Big
songs. Sia.
Sia.
What you thinking, Jay?
I gotta go with B, man. But Taylor Swift's having a big year. Best pop video, best female, man.
I think Beyonce's gonna get video of the year, though.
You think?
I think 7-Eleven, just because I think for Beyonce to do this camera phone type video, and then all of a sudden it goes viral and everyone's trying to recreate it and all the clapping.
Her team is genius. Like,
come on, man.
And then we have, then obviously I think they might give it to Nicki Minaj. I feel like Nicki's going to win the hip hop just because they're going to be like, all right, girl.
Yeah, give me something.
Let's go ahead and throw you something, sweetheart.
So you good.
And then my other question for you guys is best choreography. Would you say Anaconda's choreography was in par to be in that category?
What do you think, bro?
I'm trying to think of the choreography. It was kind of like that chair.
We all love fat asses, but damn.
You know?
Exactly. There's a lot of booty shaking.
That's the only video she had come out this year?
I mean, like, for dancing? No, because she did the Night Is Still Young one, which had the whole Harajuku theme, but it wasn't really choreography in that.
Right.
But I'm just like, Anaconda, again, where's Tinashe? I'm trying to think of a dancing artist out right now, and that's who we got, and she ain't even being represented. Moving on. Man. So, NWA, the movie's coming out soon. Super excited for it. How do you guys, I just want to get your opinion. What do you guys think about this movie? What are you excited for it? What do you think it's going to do for hip-hop?
I think it's legendary, man. Like, as I had the opportunity to actually be on set and Dre and Cube work, so, man, I think this is going to be, like, I think it's going to be iconic, man, especially for this generation. It's going to be a big movie, man, for sure.
I wonder if it's going to change hip-hop. And the reason I say this, I had a conversation with somebody. If this movie is to be put out, right now we're hearing the same kind of tone with music, hip-hop and R&B, they're like kind of like the same thing, you don't really know, and they're kind of mixed with pop, and it's kind of like same kind of sound.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if we're going to go back, we're going to tell this NWA story, and it's going to get kids riled up, and they're going to hear that 90s hip-hop and just that raw edge.
Yeah.
I was talking about that to someone the other day in the studio. It's like, the generation after us, like, don't really know that, won't know that much, you know? So it's like, at this present time, for them to even, like,
know something about, you know, what we grew up on, I think it'll be a great situation.
For sure.
And actually like, tell us stories.
Because sure. all the kids know is just Michael Jackson. Man.
Turn up. Right. And it's just all turn up music right now. Yeah. So I like that we're getting back into the place. Yeah, so, last month at the BET Experience, Ice Cube, DJ Yella, MC Ren, they reunited, did a performance. And since then, Universal has kind of been pushing for them to do a tour. And there have been talks that Eminem is going to be joining them and replacing, kind of standing in for Eazy-E. Mm. Some people are very upset by this. They feel like if you're going to do this, it needs to be a West Coast rapper. But Eminem's always been a big supporter of the group. But again, I guess today at 10 o'clock, Dr. Dre, a rep for Dr. Dre and Eminem, says that the pair have no plans of getting together or doing a tour. So...
I don't know, man. I don't think it would fit. I think Eminem's huge, man. Like, one of the best artists, rappers definitely to ever do it. But I don't think that's a good fit, you know, for N.W.A., no.
Well, and they were saying it because he's going to be in the movie, too, so.
Yeah.
But, sorry, Em, not this one. Moving on from that. All right, so we have some new music coming out. I mean, everyone at home probably sick of me playing this guy's videos. I just love this guy. I think he's fucking awesome. Tory Lanez, the song is Diego. Have you guys heard of Tory?
Yeah, man. Tory goes hard, man. And the paint. Dude, hard the paint. Yeah.
Let's take a look at the video.
We all in my shell. All in looks on in my talent, nigga. These niggas are jealous. They just can't understand a nigga, no. I know. We move in Diego.
They just the way he plays with his little melody.
Yeah.
30 on my nuevo. Tomato 100, I need 8 more. Tony Montana. They call me Tony Montana, nigga. Smoking the panic. Show for the door, I'm a phantom, nigga. I'm whipping the door on the top like I'm dropping like Mitch.
Gonna have that white man driving one.
Get you drop on the skeleton plot like a fish. Tony Montana, that's Tony Montana. I'm ducking and dodging the camera. Cause they know that we clever. Yeah. I know.
Tory Lanez, Diego. I mean, I first, you know, found this guy with the Mission, that song, and that beat, and him, just his delivery on that beat was everything. What did you guys think of the video?
It was dope.
Chill? Nice vibe?
Yeah, typical shit, you know?
He kind of, all of his videos are kind of like, it always has this grand kind of look to it, and like, he's this boss and all this stuff. It's like, can we get a story or something? Shout out to Tory. The song's dope. And I liked his consistency with putting out videos, and all the videos look like there's production value behind them.
Yeah.
There he put some sort of money in it. Next, Pharrell Williams dropped his new video for Freedom. I almost wasn't going to play this because I was like, this is going to get played everywhere and it's going to be the new Happy.
Yeah.
And
I haven't even seen it.
He put in what song's just the one name, Happy, Freedom. He's going to ride Freedom. We're going to hear this for the rest of the year and it'll be the new song. Let's take a look.
Hold on to me, don't let me go. Who cares what they see? Who cares what they know? Your first name is free, last name is dumb. But you still believe in where we're from.
I wonder if that was the World Trade Center at first when he was in front of him with those stairs. Pharrell Williams, Freedom. Just think about where this guy started from and came from, like, and where he is right now.
It's crazy.
It's
I would never, like, grind, ding, yeah. Freedom.
Yeah.
Like, this man has gone above and beyond. And,
yeah, for sure.
You know, just kind of from where he has started, you know, you can tell he's a sponge where he soaks in his growth and kind of adding it to his music, which is what a true artist is supposed to do.
Right. Got a lot of socially conscious, the message, man.
What do you guys think of the beat? What do you guys think of the tone of the video?
I like it, man. I like stuff like that.
Like, as far as what Pharrell brought with Happy, it's kind of similar in the same aspect, him kind of walking through all of these movements and moments, but again, this song, I just see this being played in commercials. I see this being played just going and walking into Old Navy.
Like, you want to spend more money,
right? Yes. Right, I want to be free, spending more money. Talking about first name free, last name dumb. All right. So, I got really excited for this when I was watching Love & Hip Hop the other day, and Trina was on it. Well, not on Love & Hip Hop, she's on the after show. And I was just looking at her like, Trina, why you wore what you wore? But that's fine, it's beyond that. But then, she was there doing publicity for her new single, which I didn't know she had. She has one out with Rico Love, friend of the beat. The song is called Real One. And it's so typical. Trina only rap about three things. Money, that she's the baddest bitch, and that she's tired of these lame ones. Yeah. So she wants to find her a real one in this one, and Rico Love helps her out on the chorus. So let's take a look at Trina featuring Rico Love, Real One. I love her delivery on this.
And all she ever wanted was a real one. But they're so hard to find. Even though she's yelling, so fuck boy this and fuck boy that. Shouldn't have never let the fuck boy talk. Gotta blame myself. I should have been gone. You the new ass nigga. I've been on. Shouldn't have never let you out the friend zone. Niggas like you make me so sick. I guess you got lame nigga syndrome. Back to the
China's
money
gonna
though.
Stick to her guns, man.
Still talking big money, ho. I ain't it's about not. That flex. I'm about that check.
It never fails.
I wanna know. I throw the juice up and cock my deuce.
Can you see all the product placement in the video?
I don't take no loss, I'm not a loser.
Yeah. Bitch,
one
thing.
All she ever wanted was a real one. But they're so hard to find. A big future, she just wanted
Rico
to
Rico Love goes hard every time too, man. Gotta respect that.
I love Rico Love.
Yeah, I love his album, man.
And he can just do, he can go from hip-hop, R&B, all across the board. With Trina, why I love her is just she stays in her lane. She tried to get a little bit out of her lane when she did that whole talk show thing. I was like, I like Trina.
Come on back.
You know, but hey, shout out to you for trying. But I love it because here's what she does. You know, people be like, Trina still make music? She sure does. This bitch be touring. Yeah, she be in touring, Dubai.
Yeah. She be everywhere.
In this video, she don't care if you check it for it or not. She knows what her views are. She knows who her fan base is. She knows they gonna watch. She got that check for the vodka, for the car being in there, for the watch being in there, for the private clothing. Since she like, I just did that video for a fucking paycheck. Click play. Thank you. Talk shit. Click play. So shout out to Trina for that, Real One. Last but not least, it just was released. I had to play it. I was going to put a Tinashe video because I just wanted, you know, some shout out for you girls since you didn't get nominated. But your mother dropped a video. Janet Jackson released the song No Sleep with a video featuring J. Cole. A little cougar action in there. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look.
I miss Janet, man.
Well, she back. Hard. Giving me a little That's the Way Love Goes. I feel like she hired her hairstylist from the 90s too. Mm-hmm. Like, hey girl, can you come back?
Calls it, man.
The Weeknd. I go my way. You go yours. You know he was so excited. I taste yours. Sweet at first, but after a while, too much sugar, they say it's bad for your smile. And I wear a frown now, cause I miss real. I miss a warm house and home cooked meals. And you miss junk food, that's why we work. You bring cooked food and I bring dessert. And meet up at the place that we always. Smart move, Janet, putting this guy on that track because listening to the song No Sleep when it first it came out, it was just kind of like, it was dope, but it was like your first single though.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of slow for a Janet song, and you know, first single kind of got to come out a little harder. throwing J. Cole on there, genius. Yeah, it swagged genius. The whole song yeah. out. Yeah, just see you in the club, just two-stepping, doing a little side yeah. to side. Put your girl up against the wall. Make her do a little Janet for you. Make the girl do a little You know what I'm saying?
Slow it down. Slow it down.
Baby, do a little Janet for me.
Do a little Janet. All right, so that's what we have for new videos. CJ.
What's good,
Let's
man.
Get into it. So you got some new music this year.
Yeah, man.
What do we got going on?
Man, I released a single, Body ID. Just currently trying to finish up my project, man. Just, you know, working really hard in the studio. In the gym, too, you know, so... That's pretty much it.
You're building up the empire.
Yeah.
So man. Let's take a listen to the song Body ID by CJ Tate so you guys can get a little listen, and then we'll talk more about the album.
Turn down all the lights in this place. Give it away, hey, yeah. Don't need a scent for me to find. Don't need a hint to absorb when mine. So you can just stay right here. No, it won't take too long. So you ain't gotta go nowhere. Cause girl, I feel you want it. Just give me a moment. I can come and solve the case. Cause girl, your body is your ID. Don't nobody know your body like I know it. Girl, your body is your ID. Ain't nobody in your body who can do what I do.
Eyes with it, man, so soft. 5'2 tattoo, show 'em off.
Taste it, whoa, whoa. Bon appetit, don't mind the mess I'm about to make it, yeah.
Boom, CJ Tate, Body ID. Bringing R&B back.
I'm trying to, man.
Man.
Talk to us about the state of R&B right now, because this has been a... our engineers, I'm in love with this song.
Thank you so much.
First, where can everyone check that song out?
It's on SoundCloud right now. I'm kind of going to be releasing a few joints on SoundCloud. CJ Tate, whatever.
CJ Tate on SoundCloud?
Yeah, on SoundCloud. Just a few records, you know what I mean, to get people more familiar with me and kind of catch up with my growth for my first record and different things like that, but... I'm excited, man.
So, you've been doing this for a while. Is there a reason, as far as, a lot of R&B artists that are starting to come out now, a lot of them have been putting their projects on hold because of the state of R&B, and people ain't really checking for R&B music, and now R&B's starting to make a little bit of a comeback right now. As an R&B artist, are you ever scared to kind of take it down this lane? Do you ever, because a lot of people kind of take that genre of hip-hop and mix it into R&B, or is it that, no, I ain't scared to release some R&B music?
No, I'm not afraid, man. I feel like, you know what I mean, the first record, you know, the Body ID, I feel like I had to put that right there, you know what I mean, so people can kind of hear the state of mind where I am, you know what I mean? That's where the roots are, R&B for me. But, I mean, I got a ton of records, you know what I mean? I can, you know, I'm in the clubs.
You, know, you mix it up.
Yeah, to, man, because I mean, you either evolve, you evaporate, you know,
exactly.
I mean? And that's the biggest key, you know what I mean? It's just you got to know how to stay consistent and relevant, you know what I mean, within the time, because the longer you stay, it's like out of sight, out of mind. You know?
What's your writing process as far as like getting in the studio? Is it that you kind of have an idea, like what you're working on the album now? So, do you kind of have an idea of what you want from the album? Or is it that you kind of hear these beats or these instrumentals and you're kind of like, I like this vibe that we're going to go for, or there's a certain story you want to tell?
Yeah, I'm kind of telling the story, but I'm taking like certain things from just based off my experiences and my friends, you know what I mean, and just like things what's going on today and just kind of like being inspired. And beats do really inspire me, you know what I mean, just go in. Getting some dope production and just kind of going in and just laying it all out. I mean, my mind's all over the place.
Growing up, who were some of your influences?
Michael Jackson, man. Michael, Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sam Cooke, man. You know what I mean? Al Green, because I'm originally from Memphis.
Boom.
You know what I mean? Isaac Hayes. Usher. I mean, that's current. I mean, and that's pretty much it, though. I mean, Stevie Wonder.
Like, I like the old cats, man. You know, it's like they had real substance music back then and had real subjects, you know what I mean, that people can relate to from the heart reaches the heart.
That's what, it kind of reminds me of like a throwback, man. And I know the ladies are going to eat that up, bro.
Man,
for sure.
Man, listen, man, eat it up. You can have it for free.
That's baby making music,
man. Engineer, she going wild right now. She loves Alexis. She's like, you can check my body ID anytime. My phone number is 1-800. All right, so within this body, I want to call it body party. It sounded like a party.
body party.
Body ID. So I get it. You know, we're moving into this new realm of everyone's got to have a mixture of different things on their album. Is there a certain type of sound nowadays that you want to kind of stay away from, that you kind of are like, it's kind of overplayed, or?
I mean, my main focus is staying creative, you know what I mean? Whatever comes out, comes out, you know? And I, like I said earlier, hopefully it touches somebody, and whether they can be in the club, whether it can be, you know, whatever, wherever they are, like, you know, I kind of write a lot of different records. Like, I wrote a Christian record the other day.
Really?
You know? So it's like, whatever I'm doing and, like, feeling the need to, I just like to inspire people, man. That's the main thing.
And are we going to get a video?
Yeah, man, I'm working on a couple videos, man. That's my biggest thing, like, you know, making sure that I have the body of work and then kind of shooting a lot of videos and then, like, timing them within the right time frame to put out. You know, because I have a lot of music. I mean, my first single I released back in, like, 2011. Mm. You know what I mean? And I kind of did that on my own, just like a kid from Memphis sitting in this room. You know what I mean? Just excited and wanted to be heard. Like, you know what I mean? So, it's like, now everything's, like, strategic and business now. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, it's like, I'm just kind of, like, trying to get a lot of different things lined up. And it's different for me, man. It's different.
Talk about different is being from Memphis and moving out here to L.A., the music scene for you. How did that kind of have an influence?
I mean, it was a lot different, you know what I mean? Because it's like in Memphis, you know, it's like kind of like quiet, you know. But a lot of good people come out of Memphis, you know, and move over here, you know. So, I mean, it was a big transition, you know. I mean, the music here on the West Coast is like I'll go back home. Like, I was in the car, like, a couple weeks ago in Memphis. I'm like, you know, Dad, put the radio on. I want to hear what they playing. Well, they're not playing the same thing.
What are they playing?
It's like, Memphis, man, they still playing, like, old Juicy J. like 3-6 Mafia. Every now and then you might hear, like, a little Mustard on the beat. You know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's, like, behind. So it's like, I feel like me being here and traveling, I'm staying ahead of the curve with, like, everything that's to come. And, like, I'm geared up for whatever, you know?
Definitely. Doing it big for the city, man. I know Memphis is proud, dog.
Man.
Straight up.
I like, one thing I like about the song is that it has a mix of, like you said, Jay, it kind of has this vibe, this old school vibe, but it's like, it gives me, like, if I was to kind of give that date, it would be like early 2000s kind of R&B, but also mixed with a little bit of 2015, and I dig it because it gives it this nostalgic.
Don't expect it.
It's not everyone keeps going sampling from the 90s, and I feel like this has more of an early 2000s vibe, which kind of, that was a fun time for R&B because
fun time, man. It's hard to go in the studio and try to create those moments.
You know what I'm saying? To really be able to get back to a time where you feel like I can play this track and think of tracks that you can mix the song with. As a DJ, that's what my mind goes to is, what did this go with and how is this going to sound? Like, I could picture the perfect playlist for this specific song.
Yeah,
do you have a title for the album?
Man, I'm still working on it. It's yet untitled right now. I mean, like I said, it's still in the growing process, and, like, you know, it's been an ongoing situation, you know what I mean, from just, like, a lot of change and growth, you know, and just trying to, like, really get it together soon, because, I mean, like I said, like, it's time for something. I got to give my fans something, and they've been really holding me down, like, for a while.
And you, I'd walked in the studio, and now you guys were talking about Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of talk about technology.
I'm king of Snapchat.
You're the king of Snapchat. So first, give your Snapchat name.
Yo, CJ underscore Tate, man.
Bam.
Snap me.
Snap it. All right, so Snapchat is huge right now. Technology's big, and it seems like, you know, people, when they drop a music video, they have to release a lyric video before, or a lot of people are, they'll drop a, where is it going with that? Snapchat, they'll drop an album and then they have a video for every song. Is that important to you? To, like you said, you're working on a lot of visuals. Is that something that you feel like artists have to kind of do in order to keep relevancy?
Yeah, because oftentimes people don't understand music anymore, so you have to give them like something like in a movie format, you know what I'm saying? So small, like a little small trailer to get them excited. Oh, okay, well, you know, then you put the music video out. Like he was saying earlier, it's kind of like some of the typical same things in videos where people don't have no consistent concept around, you know, the thing. So I feel like when you create music, you should create a nice video to add value
for
you
sure
know what I mean, to what you're doing, because it's your project, you right know what I mean? It's your song and it's your body of work, so you should do whatever you gotta do to project that image, you know what I mean, to the people. And I mean, that's what I love doing. I love videos and performing before even in the studio. Like I used to didn't like the studio. I used to just like to perform and like do videos. Like, no, bro, you gotta be in the studio. You gotta
in order to get to the point.
I was like, okay, be. But that was a young yeah me. So now I spend all my time in the studio and I have like less videos out now. So it's like now I'm getting back to every single thing and just. Like, the videos are very important to me. So, I mean, I'm working with a couple people, a production company, Treehouse or whatever. They have, like, a lot of good people, you know what I mean, that's in place over there that's very different and unique and has a crazy other side of edge of, like, what a nice video should be, you know what I mean? Not going to the typical people anymore.
You can give them you can give them an idea and they'll take it.
They can take it, man. They know what they're doing.
Boom. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see what we're going to get. Are we going to get one for Body ID specifically?
Yeah, man. I mean,
I feel like Alexis would be really upset.
Yeah. I haven't really thought about Body ID. I was kind of just putting it out. But, I mean, I might try to, like, do something, like maybe a small segment, you know what I mean, with probably within the next week or two.
People are just some people are just putting everything out. You get someone like if I was to compare two artists right now, a Shang Dollar Sign. Here's someone who, you know, some of her videos were higher end off of her mixtape. Mm-hmm. Some of them were kind of more her in front of a mirror putting makeup mm-hmm on, you know. Yeah. And then there's Janine in the mixtape who mm-hmm released a video to every song, but it's just kind of her rolling around in a bed. And it's simple, but it's just giving people just something to
they
look
at. They want
to
see you, man.
They want to see you. That's why you they love... Like, Instagram, this guy right here, he be killing around the city, man. Like, every time I'm in the club, J-Watch, he's always live. But it's like, he, like, has that social media and, like, videos. And
that honestly, marketing.
He got it, bro.
Brain
cell. And he's one of the first guys I met when I got out here to L.A.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's crazy that we sitting there, you know what I mean, chopping it up. I was like, oh, J-Watch, what's happening?
The way the world works,
man.
So, all right, CJ, so where can everyone follow you, check out your music, new updates, and whatnot?
CJTateMusic.com, Twitter, CJ_Tate. That's pretty much it. Everything with the underscore, CJ_Tate.
Yep. And then as far as new sounds, new music, when can we expect to stalk you for that?
I would say probably like, you know, like mid-August, you know what I mean? Mid-August, you know, like consistent, you know, on the body project, I probably would say maybe, because I want to work on like a Christmas project. Like I want to go back, you know what I mean?
You're going to bring a Christmas album?
Yeah.
What artists are really doing that?
Like something dope to like give them that like old school, like live.
If I have to listen to my Love Mariah Carey, if I have to listen to that album one more time.
But like kind of do that and get some, like call them a couple favors to try to get some people, you know what I mean? So it's like I'm working on my project, but I want to do something. I've always wanted to do a Christmas project, like, because that's like a dope time to do, like, you know.
And I'm telling you, do it right now and reach out to some of these R&B cats and make an R&B album right now for Christmas. But you'd be sitting by the fire roasting some chestnuts.
Yeah. What if we did like a show? You know what I mean? Like a Christmas show. You know what I mean?
Y'all need to stay tuned. If you might have a little something up and sleep.
You might have to do it.
Merry Christmas. All right. CJ, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for being open
with your commentary here today.
Come in.
Thank you for your commentary, open commentary.
I appreciate you, man.
Being honest. Thank you guys for tuning in. Jay, where can everyone follow you?
Follow me at That Dude Jay Watts. All social media, That Dude Jay Watts.
Yeah. Boom. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J everywhere. And also make sure you guys hit us on Twitter at BHL Online and The Beat TV on Instagram. Until next week, same time with Eric Bellinger.
Man. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.